We have been given the right by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to choose our path in life. But in truth, this is what our entire life is about. It's about choices. Opportunities, temptations, needs, wants constantly present themselves. And we are forced to navigate through them wisely and come up with the right choice. But Hashem promises to reward those who live their life according to His will. The parsha started off, Im b'chol kosei teilechu. If you will follow and lead your life according to my edict. And Hashem says, if you do so, mida keneged mida, measure for measure, v'salachta b'sochechem, I will walk, I will dwell amongst you. When Hashem sees a person's tshuka, when Hashem sees a person's desires to serve Him properly, Hashem helps him along in order for him to be able to be zocha ba'or pnei melechayim, to merit the light of the Shekhinah, which is the ultimate purpose. That is why the Torah promises good in this world. In order to enable a person to have the wherewithal to prepare on this world for the everlasting world. And only if a person has what he needs in this world, is able to accomplish what he needs to accomplish for the world to come. So the parasha began, b'chol kosei teilechu. If you will follow my decrees, you will observe my mitzvahs, you will perform the mitzvahs that you study. And then Hashem promises that if we do that, He will shower us with an abundance in all areas of life. But then the Torah continues on and says, Vimlo Sishmo, if Chas V'Shalom, if Chas V'Shalom, you choose not the Torah way, not the way the Torah describes, then a series of punishments the person may bring upon himself for the lack of his obedience to the Torah way. Not in vain, however, does the Torah remind us time and time again of our responsibilities on this world and to use the life force that Hashem Yisborach pumps into us continuously to use it in His service. A good example of this is Kriya Shema, which we recite every day. It says, V'hoyim Shemoah, if you will listen and hearken to Hashem's ways, what the reward would be, and then, if Chas V'Shalom, we don't, what is the result? I think to myself many times, how foolish can one be to choose a path or to choose a lifestyle that is contrary to Hashem's will? Imagine a person is walking down an unfamiliar street. He's not aware that he is on the collision course to danger. The bandits are lurking a distance away and they're ready to pounce at him when he crosses their path. All of a sudden, a person stops him and lets him know that for his benefit, he should avoid the short route, even though it's more convenient, and that he better take the longer route, which is safer. all would agree that a normal person wouldn't take the risk. It's only logical one would choose a safer route. Especially if the people in the town have a long-lasting tradition to stay away from that street. Sure, we would all agree that this is a no-brainer. And therefore, it's no wonder that in the middle of all the admonitions in this parsha, all of a sudden the Torah mentions our forefathers. The question is why? The answer is to remind us of our honored lineage and our esteemed forebears who left the tradition for us of how to live wisely. And they have told us what paths to travel and what roads to avoid. I therefore want to make an observation here. And I prefer to translate the word in b'chukosai teleichu as my advice to you is b'chukosai teleichu. And we should not translate it as if. Because in truth, this part of the choice has already been established for us many times before. If we look at the parasha of Mishpatim, Hashem instructs us to take care of the needy. The pasuk says, "Im kesef talva." And over there we are told, "Im kesef talva" doesn't mean you have the choice to loan money to your needy brother. But im over here means that you should loan money to the poor, not if you will. And perhaps here in Parshas B'chukosai also, when it says im b'chukosai telechu, it doesn't mean if you will, but it means that you should. And I would like to cite some proofs to this thought from many other verses that we have in the Torah. In the parashas Re'ei, in Devarim, it says, Re'ei, Anochi nosin lefneichem hayom bracha klola. Es ha-bracha asher tishmu el mitzvos Hashem alakeichem. Ashenochim etzave eschem hayom. Baklolo, im lo sishmu, es mitzvos Hashem alakeichem. What does that mean? He's Hashem says, take a look. I present before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing is that you should listen to my commandments, which I command you today. And what is the curse? If you don't listen to the commandments of Hashem, you stray away from the proper path. So we clearly see over here what brings bracha, what brings blessing when we listen to Hashem's ways, and what chas v'sholom brings the opposite. Then later on in Parshas Nitzavim, again the Torah says, Re'ei nasati lefanecha yom esachayim v'satov v'samavis v'sara. The Torah goes on to say, Yashar anochi mitzavcha hayom la'avas Hashem alakecha lalechas b'derachav lishma mitzvot v'chukosav v'mishpotav. What does that mean? Hashem says, I place before you today life and that which is good, and death and that which is evil. What do I want of you? I command you today to love Hashem and to walk in His ways, to observe His commandments, to follow His decrees, and then you will live and you will multiply. It's a no-brainer. And then further on, the Torah says, "Ha'idos b'chem hayom, Hashemayim v'sa'aretz, Achayim v'amavas, Asati l'fanacha, Brocha v'aklola, u'v'charta b'chayim." What does this all mean? Hashem says, I call upon heaven and earth to bear witness that I've placed before you life and death. I've placed before you blessings and curses. But I'm giving you a suggestion, and you shall choose life so that you and your offspring will continue to live. U'v'charta b'chayim. Shall choose life. Why is Hashem making this choice for us? Or better yet, using the power of suggestion to motivate us to travel life's roads using the safer route. The answer is because Mirtzen HaTov LaHeitiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants to do good for us. Only do good for his people. We notice in the Torah, the proof is Midah Tova, Merubah, Midah Peronius, the measure of good Hashem provides for us is 500 times more than the measure of punishment. People are frightened when they come to the Pasha of B'chol Kosai. They read all the admonitions and all the punishments that are listed in the parsha. But we need to know that the measure of good is 500 times greater than the measure of punishment. And therefore we can extrapolate the unbelievable rewards that await the Jewish people for hanging in throughout our difficult goals. So what we need to do is we must constantly daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep us on the right path, which was already forged for us through our forefathers. And this is what David HaMelech constantly davened to Hashem for. He said, Hareini Hashem Dakecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please show me, lead me. I want to go on the right path. And we need to follow by example. And in summation, however, we need to remember the words of the Navi Malachi. He said, "Miyetchem hoyso zoyslachem."